All right, when things are crazy, you need good advisors, whatever category of life it is. And for 25 years, we've had a great one, but I tell you what, it's never been more relevant than right now. Apart from everything else, this book is phenomenal. It's called Thriving in an Economic Tsunami. Again,
this is thriving.
Not surviving, not just hanging on. And there's tips in here like, hey, for people that are on here, like, well, I don't have a lot of money to invest and things that are happening, I can only observe. There's strategies in here for college students. How can I chisel away and get ahead? There's a whole chapter called The $1 Million Cup of Coffee, full of wisdom, timeless Solomon Book of Proverbs type of wisdom. And we are super thankful to have Dr. Kirk Elliott.
How are you today?
Great. Welcome back. We are very interested with what's going on right now in the economy. It's a time when everybody's very aware of, okay, I said on our last show, you feel like you're on a roller coaster ride, you know, and you're like, it's like click, 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 click. You feel like you're at the top getting ready to take that dip.
And not necessarily in a dip like down, things are bad. It's like, that's where it gets fun.
Well, exactly. That's where the, oh my gosh, my stomach is in my throat.
Kind of in a way, there's a difference between being outside in a snowstorm in your flip-flops and a Aloha shirt and being outside, hey, I got the right gear and we're building snowmen and playing and having, like, the snow's the same, but what are you doing in it? Well, the difference is you're prepared and you have the right outfit,
yes.
You know, and that's the difference between frostbite and fun. And that's kind of what you bring to the table when it comes to the economy.
Well, it is kind of weirdly fun right now analyzing some of the stuff and watching it, because we're watching a fight between like two narcissists. And what happens when two narcissists fight? they start to get really ugly with each other is what happens. But it's like, you remember growing up, and maybe you still watch it, I don't know, my grandfather convinced me that it was real, but watching professional wrestling. And then so you'd watch like WWE SmackDown and like then they'd have this brawl where like all 40 people, everyone that was there would get in the ring at the same time. And, you know, everyone would gang up, and then the one guy that was supposed to win would lose. Right. So I thought it was real because I was a moron. And when I was,
it's real entertaining.
It's real entertaining, but we're starting to see a fight now between narcissists. It reminds me of that SmackDown scene where there's everybody in the ring at the same time. So we've been talking about interest rates and the Fed, and how Jerome Powell, chairman of the Fed, cannot lower interest rates because he can't. Not when you have the inflationary pressures that haven't been fixed. Because if you lower interest rates and you haven't fixed inflation, inflation just skyrockets, and people already can't afford to live right now, right? They're making these hard choices. Yeah. Well, should we pay our rent or our mortgage, or should we feed our kids? I mean, the other option is you raise rates to slow down that inflation that you're creating by printing money. And if you do that, you create the biggest recession/depression that America has ever seen, because there's so much debt outstanding. You raise rates, everybody that has payments, they go through the roof. Neither one of those is a good outcome. So what have they been doing? For the last 6 months, they've been pausing, just saying, oh, we're not going to lower or raise. We're just going to pause. What is that code for? We don't know what to do. So we're just going to do nothing for it, right? It's because they know that both options are bad ones. Well, we've talked, I don't know, probably 15 times on this show. We've said they're not going to lower rates. It's impossible for them to lower rates because they haven't killed inflation. Well, Jerome Powell has basically said, no, we're going to have 2 to 3 rate cuts this year. That's my final answer, right? Because we have won the war on inflation. No, they haven't. They haven't. So now there's fighting with the different board of governors and bank presidents at the different feds. So the Fed is a series of network of banks. Like, they have the Dallas Fed, the St. Louis Fed, the Minneapolis Fed, you know. So these bank presidents are now coming out, and they're basically telling Powell, it's like, well, we don't know what you're smoking, but we can't lower rates like what you're saying. Right. So the first one that came out was Neel Kashkari out of Minneapolis Fed. What did he say? He said, we're raising the prospect of zero rate cuts. Zero. Goldman Sachs says now that'd be actually very surprising. I don't care about Goldman Sachs. I want, how about the people that are actually voting for these policies, right?
Right.
And he says you can't have any because inflation is still persisting. So the story coming out of the Fed of why inflation is still persisting, they're telling us a bogus story, absolutely bogus story. You look at the jobs numbers and say, well, we created over 300,000 jobs in the last month. That means the economy is booming. People are working. And it's like, wait a second. No, if you look at the number of full-time jobs, and David, you had sent me this chart earlier. The number of part-time jobs is increasing a lot. The number of full-time jobs is decreasing a lot.
Yeah.
To me, that's a net negative. Mm-hmm. When you're counting all these part-time jobs and counting those that as job growth, when the number of full-time jobs is coming down. So they're saying this is economic growth. That's the reason for inflation. Let's say, no, it's not. Those numbers don't justify that. You're getting rid of full-time workers, adding part-time workers. That's not real growth. That's actually negative growth.
It's not beneficial to the people because they don't have, you know, insurance and benefits and, you know, these kind of things. It's harder to work two part-time jobs than one
full-time
job.
Yeah, you got travel time in between and all that.
Yeah, they typically don't pay as well. There's not all the, you don't have the packages that come with it.
Yeah, you don't have benefits. You don't have anything, right? So, So their numbers are saying this is why we have inflation because the economy is growing. It's like, throw that all out the window. That's a lie. The reason we have inflation is because they're printing money like there's no tomorrow, but they're hiding it with the job numbers, right? So Kashkari knows that. So does the person from the Dallas Fed. Let's see. Who is the person from the Dallas? The Atlanta Fed. I'm sorry. The Atlanta Fed president, Bostic, sees only one rate cut this year, and it's going to occur during the fourth quarter. That's been my prediction for, like, I don't know, 6 months now. It's because they said that they're going to lower rates. They have to save face and at least have one. So if they're going to do it, have it be right before the election, because that's what people remember. It's like, look, interest rates are coming down. They've said they were going to do it. Now the economy is going to be robust right before people start to vote. Mm. Right. So that's the one that I actually believe is going to happen. We're not going to have any rate cuts until the one before the election. Then they'll probably do it. Right.
Makes sense.
Now, they might surprise us, but I doubt it. I mean, when you've got, and there's the Dallas Fed that's really been vocal against Jerome Powell that says, no, we can't have all these rate cuts. We can't have them. Inflation is still persisting. So you've got all these now people that are voting, the Fed, you know, presidents at these different Federal Reserve banks, and they're saying, we're not going to have the rate cut. Jerome Powell, we don't care what you say, right? Because they're the ones that are voting. So here's where it starts to get really squirrely. I don't think we're going to see rate cuts, which means inflation is going to get nasty, which means American, hardworking Americans are going to be, pinched even further because of the inflationary pressures, and the Fed is caught behind the eight ball. So what happens during times of inflation? Gold and silver go through the roof. That's why we keep shouting that from the rooftops as well. And you look at what silver's done over the last couple of weeks, it's up like $2.
Wow.
In the last couple of weeks. I mean, this is, you know, on a 20-something dollar metal, that's like 10%. We're talking in 2 weeks, not a full year.
Right.
So allocate into that strength. It's responding well to the inflation, and we just have to move forward with what grows, with how we, like the book title, we can thrive during times like this. I don't care how bad the news is. Look at that chart, right? I mean,
that is crazy.
Wow. I mean, okay. So I just thought of something. We need to have another show on, we're setting up our future shows.
Yep.
Right. Number one, we're going to talk about the ratio trade between gold and silver. Number two, we need to talk about, silver in particular, what causes its growth and why we're here. And we've now surpassed the last 2 years. We've been higher than we have in a couple of years, right? And we go up another 30 or so cents, we're going to be higher than we've been in since like 2011, right?
Wow.
So this pattern has reduced all the supply. They've gotten rid of the supply. Now they have to, the miners really have to kick it into high gear, and they can't. There's only so much you can pull out of the earth. This is why I think silver is about to absolutely explode and my technical traders are going crazy over this. Mm. I'm not a technical trader. I'm a fundamental one, looking at interest rate policy, inflationary pressures, all of that stuff causes markets to move. But now when you've got fundamentals, technicals, all marrying together, blending into one, perfect time to allocate into the strength of silver. Because I don't see any fundamental forces or even now technical. We've got confirmation on the technical side that it's not going to come down. I mean, you're going to have some days here and there where it's down, but the trend is accelerating a lot, up a couple dollars in the last weeks.
Yep.
Weeks. Yep. It's amazing. So take advantage of that.
So exciting. So Flyover family, go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever to find out your answers so that when you're on that roller coaster, you can throw your hands in the air and you just don't care because great things are coming. Or you can call 720-605-3900 to set up that free consultation. Again, it's 720-605-3900.
One other little piece of advice, like don't wait till you have like, I'm off on Thursdays and I'll make that my day. I'll call. When you reach out, it's just to set up a time to get a time there. Cause this is, again, it's not Uber Eats and you know, do this. They got to find out what's best for you, your situation. So get the ball rolling, get a consultation set up and then block out that time. And then you'll pray about it. Think about it. So this is a few steps involved here. And but get that ball rolling today. Take action right now.
You will be glad you did. Dr. Kirk, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office, $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending, but we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's gonna be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets and now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I gotta pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
I promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get here! Hey, we got 30 minutes for the rest of our life! 30 minutes! 30 minutes! 30 minutes! 30 minutes for the rest of our life!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and doubly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry. I was hungry. You gotta be hungry.
Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark and an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
So before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, the top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there's an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tompkins, John Lee Dumas, Mondo De La Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left. Like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 why they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well. So we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to thrivetimeshow.com to get your tickets. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.